Welcome to an audio preview of the O'Reilly Radar Executive Briefing featuring Tim O'Reilly, founder and CEO of O'Reilly Media, and Brady Forrest, a member of the O'Reilly Radar team. The Executive Briefing takes place on Monday, March 26 in San Diego, California, in conjunction with the 2007 edition of eTech, the O'Reilly Emerging Technology Conference. More information is available at conferences.oreilly.com/eTech.
Hi, this is Brady Forrest. I'm here with Tim O'Reilly. We're going to hear about the eTech Radar Executive Briefing. Tim, can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, so we came up with the idea actually at the Open Source Convention last year to hold a special session on the first day of the conference, the tutorial day, in which we gave people an opportunity to get behind the scenes with some of the big ideas we're wrestling with on the O'Reilly Radar. There's often, you know, people, projects that aren't necessarily yet at the forefront of commercial consciousness, but that we think are going to have a really big impact. And we wanted to create an environment a lot like our executive conferences, something like the Web 2.0 conference, where it's really less presentations and more conversation. But in this particular case, conversations with really interesting people. Sometimes it's executives, sometimes it's an engineer from in the bowels of a company, sometimes it's an entrepreneur with a startup. But what we're really looking for are interesting people who've told us something important about the shape of the future. And the goal of the O'Reilly Radar Executive Briefings is to make the attendees smarter about what's coming down the pike and how to think about it. Because a lot of what we focus on at the O'Reilly Radar are kind of faint signals that tell us about the shape of the future. In this Emerging Technology Conference briefing, we're picking up things that really are focused on the theme of the conference, which is the Arthur C. Clarke dictum, sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. And so we started asking ourselves, what appears magical today? We're still developing the program because a lot of what we like to do with this is actually bring it together really so in real time so that it's very fresh at the time of the conference rather than plan too far in advance. But among the themes we're exploring, one is manufacturing and how manufacturing is changing. Because in talking with a number of startups recently, I've been sort of amazed by the way that hardware is starting to act like software. I was talking recently with Colin Bolthap, who's the CEO of a company called Potenco, which is building the power supply for one laptop per child. And he showed me this sort of raft of prototypes of the power supply, which is a pull-crank kind of thing, out on a table. And there were a whole bunch of different ones, but they all looked like they'd come from a factory. They didn't look like they were handmade or anything like that. And the fact is, they had come from a factory. We're now building real prototypes, in Chinese factories. Before you get a mock-up, and now you get a real working mechanical prototype. You can do this on a weekly basis. So the cost, the speed of manufacturing innovation is becoming democratized. And this is having profound implications. So we're exploring that from a number of angles. We're looking at a couple of people who are engaged in rapid prototyping of hardware. But we're also talking with the guys from Skinny Corp or Threadless.com, where they've taken another angle on the changes in manufacturing. They basically have their users in classic Web 2.0 fashion design proposed designs for T-shirts. The users vote up the designs that they like and are likely to buy, and then Skinny Corp manufactures them and sells them. So this is, again, the new face of manufacturing. So we're looking at a number of factors there that are making us pay attention to a possible sea change in a major industry. Another aspect that I'm exploring is a conversation with a guy named Jeff Jonas, who does entity analytics at IBM. He had a company originally detecting fraud in Las Vegas casinos. But he's going to talk about some of the issues both with large-scale identity management, large-scale identification of people in databases, but also some of the odd behavior that starts to emerge in very large databases at scale. I also looking forward to talking with Peter Bloom of General Atlantic Partners about Web 2.0 in financial services. He pointed out to me recently that a small 30-person company is now delivering about 5% of the entire volume of the New York Stock Exchange. And I found it even more interesting when I discovered that a small company was founded by the same guy who created peer-to-peer file sharing product LimeWire. I said, wow, this is a classic O'Reilly story. You know, an alpha geek creates an impact not just in one area but in several. Turns out this guy, Mark Gorton, who founded LimeWire, started doing one of the first program traders on Wall Street, started a brokerage firm because nobody else could handle his volume and performance characteristics, and then later went on to get into P2P file sharing. So I couldn't get Mark to come talk to us. He has small children and didn't want to leave New York, but Peter Bloom, who's got a great eye on Wall Street and financial markets, and in particular some of the ways that they can teach us something about the future of Web 2.0, is coming to talk to us about those connections.
And you're also looking at energy.
Right. We are also looking at energy. As many of you know, O'Reilly is launching an energy innovation conference. We're expecting to bring in some of the people we're looking at from that conference and explore with the attendees just why it is that we're finding energy such a compelling area and what some of the O'Reilly sort of hacker explorers are discovering in that space.
But one of these wouldn't be complete without Roger talking about trends. What data is he going to share with us?
Roger Magoulas is the director of research at O'Reilly, and he does a lot of digging into hard numbers associated with the trends we track on the O'Reilly radar. One of the things he's been doing lately is mining online job postings and comparing in particular rates of technology adoption between the mainstream market and in startups. And he's come up with some pretty surprising results where we're really able to see what's coming on the horizon via the startup technology trends that are really hidden in the overall numbers because the overall market sort of dwarfs them. But of course, we believe the startups are the ones that will really tell us something about the shape of the future. One of the things that we try to do in the Radar Executive Briefing is also give a more intimate audience, a couple hundred people, a chance to interact with some of the key people that we have on our radar and at the conference. So it's a conversational experience rather than a presentation-oriented experience, and we try to get a lot of audience interaction and an opportunity to mix it up with the speakers.
Thank you for listening to the audio preview of the O'Reilly Radar Executive Briefing, happening on Monday, March 26 in San Diego, California, in conjunction with the 2007 edition of eTech. More information is available at conferences.oreilly.com/eTech.